USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Vice President Joe Biden will announce his 2020 presidential campaign on Thursday. Sources close to Biden are confirming that Biden will announce his candidacy with an online video, and he'll appear in Pittsburgh for an event at a local union hall. The winner of the $768 million Powerball jackpot has come forward to claim his prize in Wisconsin. 24-year-old Manuel Franco says he'll accept the lump sum payment and tells reporters it's still sinking in.
It was amazing. My heart started racing, blood pumping. My blood felt warm. I screamed for about 5 or 10 minutes. Feels like a dream, and it feels honestly like any moment I'm going to wake up.
Franco will be receiving a lump sum payment of $477 million. The pair of Nigerian brothers who say they helped actor Jussie Smollett stage a fake hate crime are now suing the Empire actor's attorneys for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents.
And Doug. Is that your pet, Emu?
He's my partner, Limu. And we're here to tell you that Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need.
So is he only an emu because it rhymes with Limu, as in Liberty Mutual?
Well, I won't.
So this is just a clever way to get people to remember Liberty Mutual, huh?
Kinda.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer. State laws apply.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
The White House says President Trump is not worried about being impeached after the release of the Mueller report.
We allowed countless hours of testimony, 1.4 million pieces of paper, and so the conclusion is no collusion, and Democrats need to get over it, even though they want it to be true.
That's the principal deputy press secretary, Hogan Gidley, talking on Fox News. The Mueller report did not recommend criminal charges against the president. On Monday, Mexican police and immigration agents detained hundreds of Central American migrants in the largest single raid on a migrant caravan since the group started moving through the country last year. Fox News contributor and former acting director of ICE, Tom Homan, tells Fox News this crisis at our southern border is the worst he's seen ever.
Well, I think it's a good thing that they're stepping up, because I've been saying the criminal cartels are operating with impunity in Mexico. It's actually a crime in Mexico to commit alien smuggling, trafficking, especially of women and children. So I'm glad Mexico's finally stepping up.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Some adults who received the measles vaccine between 1963 and 1967 may not be protected from the virus. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel also says,
one of the reasons that the Centers for Disease Control is telling people out there, if you were born in the 1960s, get checked by your physician to see if you're immune, because you may have gotten a vaccine that doesn't work that well. You may need another one. And after 67, they were only giving one shot out. Then the MMR came in 71. In 89, they started giving two shots. So if you were in that period, your point is absolutely right. 63 to 67, you may not be immune at all. Mm-hmm. After 67, if you were born, between then and 89, you better be checked anyway, because you might not have full immunity.
And as far as if you're planning on traveling, Dr. Siegel says,
three times the amount of measles cases this year around the world than there was at this time last year. Africa is getting killed with measles. Over 100,000 cases in Madagascar and Republic of Congo. Israel has over 2,000 cases, which is why we're seeing travelers from Israel bringing it back to New York and to Michigan. And then it's from there it's spreading to 22 states. So Asia and Africa are really big hot items for measles, hot areas for measles, and again, the Middle East. So if you're traveling there, check with your physician to check your immunity. Your immunity may have worn off.
Please remember, you can always follow us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.